You're listening to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin. All right. Hey, everybody. It's the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast. I'm John Rabin, and we're back again. And by we, I mean me. Although I guess we would also include you if this is not your first time. If this is not your first rodeo, a.k.a. you've listened to me before, we collectively are back. I'm messing around with this microphone. I'm messing around with the microphone because I'm recording. Like, I could pretend that I have my own podcast studio, and in this, we're back in the studio, but really, clearly, I'm recording from home, so I'm in a different spot in my home, and I'm trying to figure out if this is, you know, I mean, it's clearly, it's doable. You can hear me, and everything's fine, but I'm like, oh, is this, is the echo in this room too much to be recording in, and that doesn't, you know, it's really... It's like, shouldn't you worry about content? And I'm like, shh, it's production. So, yeah, it's due to circumstances. I'm recording in another part of my apartment, and it's fine. It's totally fine. But I was like looking online for tips on the, I use a Blue Yeti microphone. Like a lot of people who do podcasts and not a lot of money, they're like, hey, what's the best USB microphone that's cheap as fuck but doesn't sound cheap as fuck? Well, that would be the Blue Yeti. But I was like looking for different tips and stuff to see what they recommend. And I don't know if you've tried looking up tips online, but you can get a wide range of tips and information that conflicts with one another. It's almost like the internet, everyone's an expert and everyone has a different idea of what you should do. Huh. Which brings me up, this brings up something I actually want to bring, I wanted to talk about related to this exact thing about the internet. This has to do with the NFL, and this is, don't tune out, those of you who don't like football, or like sports, well, you know what football is. Settle down like you don't know. But this has nothing to do with the game, nothing to do with the rules or anything. It has everything to do with the fact that a lot of men who follow the NFL love the soap opera aspect of it, the hot goss. They absolutely love hearing about shit. One of the things that happens around this time, March in the NFL, is looking at people who are going to not return to their team. People who are becoming free agents and that sort of thing, or who are going to get traded, or who are trying to get traded. So what people do, and I'm not kidding, what people do is they, you know, sports analysts and everybody in the industry who tweets about or reports or creates a video or whatever else, trying to find out what's going to happen, they use all means of info gathering. And it can be, you know, as they, it's like if they notice that a football player unfollows the Twitter account of the football team they're on, that's bad. Or if they start following the accounts of, say, another team or the owner or the manager or the coach of another team, it's like, hey, what's going on there? It's just like it's all this info, and and it's entertaining when there's nothing else going on. So it's like, we're starved for info. What's the hot goss? What's the latest? What's going on? One of the things that's going on was even if you don't follow football that much, you may know the name J.J. Watt. I mean, he's even hosted Saturday Night Live at one point. He was asked to be released by the Houston Texans, which is a dumpster fire of a team currently. Actually, pretty much all sports teams from Houston are a big hot mess. So if you like sport teams from Houston, I'm sorry. However, so J.J. Watt is now looking for a new team, and there's all this information online, all these people reporting on rumors about what team is J.J. Watt going to sign with and immediately make that defense that much better. So it's all like, they're like, I think he's going to join his brother also plays in the NFL, at Pittsburgh. Well, I heard that he's going to go to Cleveland. Well, I heard that he's going to sign with the Buffalo Bills because he wants a ring, right? And there's all this information. There are sirens in the background. I know I can hear them. But let's keep moving forward. Really? Come on. So all this is happening, and it's like there's all these reports, and people are like, I think this is what I'm hearing, to the point that there was a Peloton account that had, that they thought was J.J. Watt's Peloton account, that had the address of the account changed on it to list like three different places. And they were like, is this the, you know, they were like speculating, oh, this Peloton account, to the point that J.J. Watt actually went on social media and went, hey, I don't ride a bike. So, and then ultimately he signs with the Arizona Cardinals, which nobody had picked that that's who he was going to sign with. And the reason that I bring all this up, because it was just crazy, is that you can't trust, the internet is not the word on the street, at least in the social media aspect, but just in general, you can't trust hearsay on the internet. You just, for anything. I don't know what happened. I remember word on the street being something that you know, oh, there's a there there. Like you could tell that some shit was up because word on the street says, but there's too many people talking on the internet for it to be word on the street. And if they can't even remotely figure out something as small as this, like don't get your info. Try not to get, you know, try to find somebody who's an actual expert on, so, you know, on the internet, like try to, if for whatever you're trying to look up, because, you know, it's, you can't trust anybody's info is what I'm getting at. It's different. It's a different day. I am recording on yet a different night at a different time than I'm normally used to recording. So I feel out of sorts. I apologize. But also I normally eat after I record. I think I've talked about how, like, after I eat, I feel like taking a nap. But my gig, I finally have a full-time gig where I work in a warehouse. And I work for a rental company now that I'm very happy about this. The rental company like rents out high-end cutlery, dishes, or like dinnerware, like plates, glasses, like wine glasses and flutes and coupes and all that kind of stuff. And I am a dishwasher. Nope, not just a dishwasher. Like I washed them, polish them, put them back up when people want to, you know, fulfill the orders, process them in and out. I use a laptop. It's like a next level kind of shit with the dishwashing that I used to do. But I do all this other stuff. And then also, it's just rad because I work in a warehouse and I am the employee of this company that's in a warehouse with another company that also does rental stuff. So I see maybe different people all day and only interact with one of them. So I spend most of my, so I do all the work that I need to do throughout the day, but I'm listening to podcasts and music like I always like to do. So it's super perfect for me. I don't have to interact with customers. I make more money than I did before, which from what I understand is good. That's what they tell me. People tell me that if you make more money than you did before and you enjoy it, that's a good thing. So I'm going to go with that. But it kind of throws my schedule out of whack. And I'm like, well, I got to figure out how I'm going to do this shit now. But I'm in a good place about it. So yay me. That's really cool. I am running out of things to listen to. I'm back in that situation where like, I'm tired of my music. I'm tired of certain podcasts. Now I got to look at other type of podcasts that I want to listen to. Oh, what's not annoying? Also, I'm at this point where there's a lot of these podcasts with famous comedians that I know or just famous celebrities in general, just because they don't have anything to do. So it's like, hi, I'm Jack Nicholson and I've got a podcast now. Not really, but might as well be kind of a deal. But a lot of them are coming out that are video and like geared more towards, it's like, oh, you could listen to the audio version, but this is the video version. And it's weird to have nostalgia for 3 years ago. Back in my day, 2017 and 18, we didn't have video podcasts. We listened to everything. It's a weird thing to flex back three whole years. I'm like, I don't know why I am stuck in my ways from, the good old days of 36 months ago. but that's where I'm at. All right, so what I wanted to talk about today, the only thing I've written a note about is because the thing is, I've mentioned this before. I know I have. I don't know what episode, because honestly, I don't remember most of the things I talk about on this podcast. I can't tell you what episode. If like, hey, do you remember that episode where you said this? I'll say genuinely, no, I don't. Don't remember it. But I know I've talked about this. I know I've mentioned this particular thing before. And it kind of in a joking way. And I think I was half joking. Part of it was serious, but I started thinking about the serious part of it, which is that I think I had offhandedly said that self-care was just an excuse to be lazy. I don't know why that makes me laugh so much. The absurdity of it. But also, yeah, like I started really kind of thinking about it because it's like, self-care is important. Yeah, no shit. Yeah, we know. You're supposed to be taking care of yourself every day. I have a problem with it. I have a real problem with self-care. Not really, but like there's aspects of it. Like I'm 47. And I shouldn't have to have my wife go, hey, when's the last time you took a shower? And me go, Like both of those things shouldn't happen. First of all, I shouldn't have to be reminded. I shouldn't, as an adult, have to be reminded by another adult to bathe. And also, I shouldn't have to sit there and go, let me think back to, and it's a couple days, but still, like, it's that's not good. And it's just one of, you know, and I can very easily blame that on the pandemic, and I'm going to, because it's like, look, I'm just, clearly, I work with only one other person, technically, and we keep away from each other by at least 12 feet at all times, because that's just where our workstation and area is. Our workstations are, anyway. And you don't seem to have a problem with how I smell or my cleanliness until she says something. So I guess maybe that is like, hey, it's starting to affect me now. Okay, honey, I'll bathe. Anyway, what am I getting at? That I have problems? It's just, it's one of those things that I shouldn't have to be reminded, but I can't be the only person whose wife tells them to, hey, maybe you should shower. And it's not really a telling, and it doesn't happen often, but it happened last week. And it's still fresh on my mind, so I thought I'd bring it up. But what I'm saying is that that's something I should already be doing. And for the most part, I do, but sometimes I let slide. But that's part of self-care. Self-care is keeping yourself clean and not offensive and presentable to be around other people. Right? Yeah, it's something you should be doing. You'd think. The whole thing, what I'm getting at, are you getting at something? Yes, I am getting at something. And what it is that I think when people bring up self-care, like on the internet, in a post, whether it be, you know, on a social media, it seems to me that actually what they're doing, because it's like, oh, you need to do self-care. We are doing self-care. Everyone is doing that. That's how we're moving forward and, you know, functioning day to day, is we're already doing that. But like, people bring it up specifically just so that they can say the word. But also, I really do think that a lot of times when people talk about, when they talk about themselves, look, I'm just gonna, you know, like they'll Instagram themselves doing something that's just like, like just laying down, like just not getting off the couch and watching, binge watching, you know, insert shitty ass show here. And I think that a lot of times it's one of those things that they are doing it going, look, I just need to practice self-care. I'm just going to listen to a lot of murder. And that relaxes me. And I think, though, I kind of get a feeling that sometimes it's just used, they say it in kind of justifying not doing what they're supposed to be doing. And like, look, I'm just practicing self-care here by not being responsible and just sitting my ass on the couch and watching garbage television. I'm practicing self-care when in fact, actual self-care is doing the things that you're supposed to be doing to maintain your life. That's actually self-care, but what you're labeling self-care is actually not doing, you know, you're trying to justify not being responsible, which is fine, but just own that shit going, you know what? I don't want to fucking do my shit today. I'm out. And that would be fine in itself. Just do that. But the fact that you have to actually say that out into the ether in order to have somebody else who doesn't know your personal responsibilities, but just some, you know, jackass on your feed to go, yeah, you watched that terrible show. Like you needed somebody to justify you not doing what you want to do because in your head you go, I should be
doing that thing, but I'm not going to. I need somebody to confirm and, you know, just to verify that this is okay. Can somebody please do that for me? And some random jackhole on your fucking feed comments goes, yeah. And then you go, yeah, see, you know, Jared knows. He's got my back. And so in a way, that's what I'm getting at, is I kind of like, I do, part of me inside kind of feels like when people say practice self-care, what they really mean is that they're avoiding, you know, an excuse to justify not doing what they're supposed to be doing. Not most of the time, not, you know, but I think sometimes, like, you can kind of see it, you can kind of sense it. And I'm not judging. I'm just pointing it out and mocking it. That's not the same thing. That's different. That's different than judging. Mocking is definitely different than judging. It's making fun of something for personal entertainment, not wagging the finger like I'm better than you. It's more of like a, no, but it did bring me, it did make me think about it that, because I do know that a lot of people deal with issues that aren't related to recovery. And I know I have a lot of people that listen to this that aren't in recovery, that aren't sober. And they just find it entertaining, or they just, you know, for whatever your reasons are. Once again, let me just say, thanks. One thing that I've, and I don't practice this every day, and it's not, I'm not saying that, let me tell you how I'm successful. Oh boy. But what I've noticed is the big thing that got me through the first big, over that first big couple of hills in sobriety at the beginning, back in, back in September 2012, after getting out of jail. So we're going to say March. So coming on 8 years ago, March 2013, from there to here. So the things that got me through the hardest parts, those first few months of getting out of jail, being in a sober house, doing part-time work, trying to get full-time work, trying to figure out my life, trying to get all that back together. What got me through all those, try to get out of probation. Probation's a big one. What got me over a bunch of that shit is the realization that every day I had to do something that I didn't want to do. Like, if there was something that I didn't want to do, I had to do it. That's how I knew. You know, it's like when you realize, you're like, man, I really don't want to fucking do that thing. That's how I knew that, you know, I was like, shit, okay, since you think you're too smart for 12-step program and you're doing your own recovery program and doing this by yourself, with some friends, but like doing your own thing, this is what you got to do. You know you're supposed to do that and you don't want to. So that's how you know you have to do it. And like I said, I still need help with that. I still I still have a problem with not wanting to do a thing. And instead I go, you know what? I think I'd rather go self-care myself than to do that. I think I'll just go over there and self-care in the corner than take care of that thing. So I'm still working on that. I still have, you know, that's a daily thing. Clearly, that will always be an issue. You will always struggle with that thing that you don't want to do that, you know, on any given day. And it's like, do I do it or not? And the thing about it is that it's never as bad as you think it's going to be. once you're finally into it. It's you're mind fucking yourself. But that's like the biggest thing. That was like the thing that really, like, in when looking back on it, that really got me through all the hard things was the task or whatever I had to do that I dreaded. I went ahead and did it and pushed myself to do it. Not every time, but most of the time. And that's what got me through early on. And even, you know, those first few years. So that's what I think of when I'm practicing self-care. That's what I think of now as I'm like, yeah, you should probably stop that self-care and go fucking do that thing. Then you can, you know, then you can do the self-care afterwards. And you don't have to have that thing sitting in the back of your head going, hey, when are you going to get on your shit? So, I don't know. It's just something to consider, right? Well, you know what? That's all I'm going to do this week. Thank you guys for joining me. We'll see you next week. Take care of yourself out there. If you're sober, I hope you stay sober. And if you're not sober, I hope you stay sane. We'll see you next week. I'm John Raven. Later. Bad boy that pierces skin. Come back down to earth again. Cold is creeping deep inside. Disconnect the telephone line. Gotta get away, gotta get away, get away, gotta